Now, a var really yonsev, a healthy person, that the zera comes out by itself liyonsei, let's say through the night, without his das, it comes out liyonsei before it's like, and then tisha kabin, and all he has to do is to become Torah, is just to put tisha kabin, pour 9th kabin of water over him. That's what Ezra Masakin. Now, v'yos amaroi, kaim v'yamaroi, and Rashi says, it means of dimi v'rovin or pligi b'chayla. They have a machlokes. What should be the lacha by a sick person? Masav, one holds chayla hamagel, a sick person that he has tashma, she causes the zera to come out. Kibori yamag has the same lacha like a healthy person causes the zera to come out, and therefore he has to go to the mikvah and mensor. And v'chayla liyonsoi, if a person that's sick, a zera comes out by itself at the night time, loinsoi is kibori liyonsoi, the same lacha like a healthy person. There's a chayla and the bori has the same lacha. That if you lo einsa you only need tisha kabin and hamagu you need memso. Umasa, but the other Mori says no. The other Mori holds chayla hamagu kabar li einsai. That if you're sick, even though you cause the zera to come out, you live with your wife. Still, all you need is tisha kabin, like a healthy person comes out li einsai. And the chayla li einsai, a person sick and it comes out by nighttime by itself. So lochus is then potim mekulam. You're going to go to the mikvah. You do not even need tisha kabin. So that's the machlokes amaroyim. Omer Rav, Rav says like this. Need to take an Ezra tefillah. Ezra's mesakin tree, you have to go to the mikvah. But the thing that we taken was Ezra mesakin, just a con of tisha carbon to pour tisha carbon over you. I've all my mom learned before. Ezra taking tefillah, the balakarian. Ezra's mesakin to go to the mikvah. That's all. But not just a con of tisha carbon. It's more so like this. Ela rather pshat like the Ela Omer Rav. Ezra taking tefillah, the bari hamagre. True, Ezra's mesakin of a healthy person. Lives with his wife that causes the zera to come out. For that memsor, true, he has to go to the mikvah. That was Ezra's takana. That's it. Now, the Yosser Rabbanon Rabbanon came, this king of the man, takana, labor really owns a person is healthy, the zera comes out by himself, by itself, is tisha kabin, that's the takana later, that you need tisha kabin. The Yosser Maroi, now Maroi, when he came, come up, they argue, b'chayla, what's the law of a sick person? That ma'asa b'chayla magal kabor yamagal, and therefore you need tisha, you need a mikvah. B'chayla yonsai kabor yonsai, you can need tisha kabin. Well, myself, no. Labori hamagul is memson. For a healthy person, needs memson. But the chayla hamagul is kabor liyonsa tisha kabin. No, you have to have a tisha kabin. Ah, but the chayla liyonsa, the person is sick and it comes out by itself at the night time. Then potter miklum. He doesn't need a tefillah. He doesn't need tisha kabin at all. Then you daf have to go to the mikvah. But shenkin ubori liyonsa. But if you're healthy and it comes out by itself, then tisha kabin. It comes out by itself, then potter miklum. So that's what Rava says.
So it's Rashi. What does Rava mean? Hilchasa. It's Rashi. Omar Rava Hilchasa. It's Rashi. Aplukta damaroyihu. Rava is only coming to be mazed with this last machlikas amaroyim. The posvag Rava, the pligi aliba the rabbonim. That the machulak in the rabbonim. Miu, Abba Zokrashi, Abba the Rav is also masking. Abba Hashta, Nan, how do we feel the Kralochom? Rabbi Yehuda ben Besairin Higmin, like we said before, Kadiyam Rav Nachman Liel. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Basu, he's the Basu. And Abba the Iker Aloch now that Yehuda ben Besairin, that we hold, you don't have to go to the mikvah to learn Torah. We hold like Bitlu Takona Sezru. That even if you didn't go to the mikvah, still you're allowed to learn Torah and allowed to learn. But what's negayit to is if somebody wants to be a smart aloch, if you want to be machmer upon yourself, it's a nice thing to be machmer. You have to go to the mikvah if you're about carry. So then it's negayit this aloch. If you want to be machmer upon yourself, how do you have to be machmer? So if you're a little choyler that comes out by itself, you don't have to go to the mikvah at all. But one time you had tashmish with your wife and the zera came out, then if you want to be machmer, there's nothing to be machmer. That's the takona that you don't have to go to the mikvah then. But it brought down who are then you could have tisha kabin also. The rabbah that we hold, because the Miri speaks out that there were two different times. There was a time of Ezra, they first held by the mikvah. There was a time later that they saw it's very hard, the mikvah. So the mavata to the corner of the mikvah, it's enough now tisha kabin. So if you do use tisha kabin, it's something, even if you have tashmish with your wife and you're healthy. There's still an Indian of tisha kabin. And the last door we hold in the Higin that the Mavatlut Legamri, that you're allowed to learn Torah and do everything even though you didn't go to the mikvah. So like three stages. So if you want to be machmer upon yourself, there are two types of chumras you could have. Either you could be machmer to take a shower every time afterwards, have tisha kabin, that's also good. Or else you could be machmer after you go to the mikvah. Because there's one sheet that the Rif brings down of high going sheet there is, he learns our Gemara. Even though they're Mavatl, the tefillah, they're only Mavatlut for divrei Torah. But for tefillah, till davin, you still have to go to the mikvah. That's a high gun cheetah.
So the Maisa, we don't hold like that either, because we hold that you can do everything. But upon, if you want to be machmir upon yourself, it's a nice thing to be machmir.
What about the duration of time if you wait a week? Is there anything in that?
What do you mean, wait a week?
Let's say that you do
and not go to the mikveh, you mean?
Not go to the mikveh, and then we do it a week later.
Then you go to the mikveh a week later, you mean?
Yeah, that, I mean, is he, his halacha is only for if you did it the next day, or is he saying, paskening this way for a week also? Let's say you're...
For a week also, as long as you didn't go to the mikveh, it's no good. I mean, his halacha is that if you're Balkari, you're not allowed to learn Torah until you go to the mikveh. It could be a week later, right? The whole week, you can't go to the mikveh, right? You, I mean, you can't learn Torah, right? Learn Torah, right? But Lamaisa, you're allowed to. We hold but lu at this just if you want to be machmir, it's a nice thing. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Balkari shenostam on of Tisha Kabin Mayim is tor. Balkari threw a top of Tisha Mayim is tor. The medva mumli atzma. It's only if you want to learn Torah or daven for yourself. Avliacherim, lu you say you want to be a shlich tzibur. You want to daven for somebody else. Because you want to learn Torah, but you want to give your shiur, learn with acherim, then you need a boim sor. Then you have to be machmir with davkatab a boim sor. We have Yehuda Weimer, Mem Somi Komokim. Yehuda is Machmir, no. You need Mem Somi Komokim. We have Yerchim, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Mehai Zugu, one of them from this pair, Chad Mehai Zugu from this pair. A ratio. Some are Mazba, the ratio of this. And this is just Nochmal going over another sheet is how you had to be Noig, Bizman, you had to Takonis Ezra. The Gom go a ratio. But Chad Oma, that we said you could be mako for yourself just to use Tisha Kabin, that you're allowed to learn Torah for yourself. But if you want to give a shiur, learn with other people, or daven for the people, then you have to go to the mikvah. That's only if you're a little sick and you have tashmish, you brought it upon yourself, deserve to come out. But you're a little sick and the Zera came out by itself, then Tisha Kabin. Then you only need Tisha Kabin even though you want to learn with others or you want to daven for others. V'chad Oma, one man Yama says, no. Kol Yacherim, anytime you want to learn for others, afilu chayl yoinsay, even though you're sick and it came out by itself, the Zera, adi ikum emso. That's the Chumrah. When you want to learn with others or daven for others, you always have to go to the mikvah. V'chad mehai zuga, and one of the chobmen, v'chad mehai zuga, one from the other, zug said like this, a sefer. They said chedushim on the sefer. The what? Chad oma, ho di oma Rabbi Yehuda, mem so mikol mokom, that the Rabbi Yehuda said no, about Kerry, always has to go to the mikvah mikol mokom, lo ishon nevela bekarka. He meant to say, you don't have to go in the karka, ava bekelo moi. Is what's called the tefillah in the mikvah. If you go into the karka, like our mikvahs are in the karka. Afuka not a kli. You can't take a barrel and put water into the barrel and be table into the barrel. A keli now. For chadomer, afilu bekelim nami. Even bekelim, you're allowed to be table. So Rabishle melamandi yoma afilu bekelim, even in kelim in a bath. You could go in and be table there. Hainu d'toni av Yehuda oimeh mem so mikol mokim. That's what Yehuda said. You have to go to the mikvah. Or the mikol mokim mean any type of a tefillah in mem so. Even if the water is in a kli. Elu l'man d'yama b'karko, that no, you b'davka have to go like our mikvahs. That I'm a chubu to the ground, to the karko, in. Of the kelim lo, if you have mem so in a kli. You can't be table there for that. Tkonas Ezra, mikol mokim asu yimai. What was Rabbi Yehuda be mekel that mikol mokim? So at the maila suya, mayim shuvim. You know there's a kula that for Tkonas Ezra can even use mayim shuvim. And that's la locha. Whoever wants to be machmir to go to the mikvah, but Tkonas Ezra, you don't have to go to a kosher mikvah. It's enough that there's enough, even though it's mayim shuvim. It's also enough for Tkonas Ezra. It's not for the Gemara. The Baal Tekonis Ezra did not, even Bizman Ezra, it wasn't the Chiv Midiraisa to go to the Mikvah. It was only Tekonis Midirabonin, so he made coolers on this Tefillah to not Mayim Shuvim. Who was then we passed him down Tekonis Ezra, Chatzitza, not Mavsik. Even if you have a Chatzitza on your hand, still it's enough for Tekonis Ezra. They're coolers in this Tefillah. We have Papa Rabbuna, Breda of Yeshua, Barava, Barabi, Barab Shmuel, Krichi, Riftu, Badia Dodi. They ate the supper, they ate the bread together. So they made a moitzi, and you have three of them together. They came to bench, so one bent them and him zoomin. Is Omalei Rapapa said, let me bench. Why? Let me bench.
Because I had already test carbon on me today. As he was saying, it was about Kerry last night. He had Tashmish last night. But he had already Tisha carbon. The Rashi says, when he said Tisha carbon, it means Lav Davka Tisha carbon. Because the Susi, he says no. He changed his mind. He went to the mikvah. The Inki meant to say is, I'm Tor. I have the, if you hold Tisha carbon enough, I have Tisha carbon. Amulu Rava, Berebi Yishmuel, Tanina, we learned. That the medvav amurim, when could you be makel to be semech on tisha kabin? That's only atzmoi. It's only if you want to learn or daven for yourself. Avulacherim, when you want to do for other people, there you want to the bench to be mitzi other people. You learn davening for other people. Them davke mem so. So even if you have tisha kabin, still you can't bench. Ella, he answered like this. Hopefully, no, still give to me to bench. So if it's lav davka the nofel, doesn't mean the water fell on top of you. The Rashi says the nofel alavaya lav davka el tzaval to be memso. I talked to was table the mikvah. I said before I only had tisha carbon. I meant to say I'm Torah. That's all. He said mikvah. Then he thought tisha carbon is enough. But now if you tell me for other people I have to have aboim so, I wasn't the mikvah also. So maybe let me bench. Omolu Rafuna. Rafuna said hopefully lila didi. You should know no. If you want to take off that, I have a better taina. Let me bench already, Lavorach. Why? The lack of levai lehai v'lehai. That means I didn't have tisha kabin and I didn't have no mikvah. Why? Because it wasn't about carry altogether. So, well, I have a bigger madrega. You want to say you were toivel? I didn't go to the mikvah. I didn't have to go to the mikvah. I had a bigger madrega. So Mepharshim said the Pshat was a bigger madrega because if you're about carry, even though you table the mikvah, you still have a Rosh Matumah on you. The tumor doesn't go away until Harishemish. Like Midiraisa, if you're about carry, even if you were table, you still have tumor on you till the night time. So even after your tefillin, there's still a Rosh Matumah on you. But Shenka, if you weren't tummy at all, that's a bigger madrega. The Mepharshim brings down that if you're looking for a Shliach Tzibur to daven, and you want to look from Hudnik, a Shliach Tzibur, if you know he wasn't about carry at all, he's better off than a person that was about carry went to the mikvah in the morning. It's a bigger cheshivas. It's right in his Gemara like this. He said, let me bench better, because I didn't have tashmishes within the last 24 hours. Whereas the Rosh Matuma stays for 24-hour period. So even though you went to the mikvah, and you talk a Torah, but a Rosh is still there. Fight the Rav Choma, Rav Choma Tavli B'mali Yom the Pischa. He used to go to the mikveh every Erev Pesach. Why? Loitzi Rav Medei Chavosin. Because at night he used to say the Haggadah to be Moitzi Rav with the Haggadah. So if he Moitzi Rav and Midavka went to the mikveh. So tomorrow though, B'les Tzilchas HaKavosin. We don't pass like all these things. Like Rashi says, B'les Tzilchas HaKavosin, Rechid Liatzmai B'nissina, even for yourself it's enough Tishkavin, L'Acherim Nami B'nissina. For other people also. Inami, now we hold Aloha, the Pshat is the Kaimon Kriyudu B'Mesayra. We pass that we don't have any more Tachanis Ezra, that you're allowed to daven for yourself, you're allowed to daven for other people, even though you didn't go to the mikvah, because we held Divrei Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. And the pshat is that the Rabbanu were Mevatel the Tachanis.
According to this previous sheet that we don't pass the mic, if someone was Tovel and had just did it with the Kli, with nine,
and Tisha Kabel.
And then he didn't, and he wasn't davening for anybody, and a day later someone asked him to daven.
Yeah. So it'll be the same thing, you shouldn't do it. According to the sheet, you're not allowed to. And not the mikvah, right? Right, right.
A month later.
Right, right.
You gotta go back to the
mikvah. Right, right.
Maybe don't
pass. That's man, yeah. Right, let the Mishnah. Someone was in the middle of davening Shimon Esrei. Shuba Keri, and he remembered now that he was about Keri, and he didn't go to the mikvah. So it was man Ezra, it was also to daven then. He does not have to stop davening. Since he started to daven already, he doesn't have to stop. Elo Yikatzer, he should finish each bracha we have before, say it first. Like Rashi says, La Yavsik Tfilos Lagarmi El Yikatzer, Kol Bracha Bracha. Every one of the bracha, Yutchas Brachas, Riema Kol Brachas, because say each one very fast, to finish davening first. Now, Yorad Litva, he went down to Bitoivu, in the Mikvah, in Yorcholal, so he could get up all this chasis and get dressed. The Likroi sent to be Kerei Kriyashma, it is like a new case now. Some a person was about Keri Yatashmish last night. He comes in the morning. He wants to go to the mikvah. He went to the mikvah. Now he's in the mikvah now, and it's about to come Zman Krishma. Now this mission holder is about Zundu mitzvah and Amuvcha to say Krishma by Neitzachama. That's like the Vesikin. When it comes Neitzachama, that's a special time to say Krishma. It's not Likuvah, but if you say it then, it's like a mitzvah and Amuvcha. So now you went down to the mikvah right before Neitzachama.
if there's still enough time for you to come up and get dressed for Likrois, Achle, Tayanei, Tachamo, until the sunrise didn't come up yet, Yalav Yitzchasa, that was better for you to come out of the mikvah and get dressed and then say Krishma, Vikra, then say Krishma. V'yim Lav, but let's say it's mamish a minute before Nei Tachamo. As you're going to start getting up and getting dressed, you're going to miss the Nei Tachamo. You're not going to be able to say Krishma. Shno Yavaheta, Yitzchasa B'mayim, put your goof inside the water. V'yikra, you're allowed to say Krishma even though while you're in the mikvah. We'll see in the Gemara. Abdi Yafleit, stir up the water to make the water shouldn't be a clear to see through. You can't see Erva, you let it daven that way. Let us say Krishma. The Yikra. For lo yichasa though, but you shouldn't cover yourself up. Lo yibimayim haroyim. If the water smells, Rashi, mayim haroyim, mayim sruchim. The water is a sruchim, means spoiled water. A lot of you. Then you can't daven, you can't say Krishma there. For lo yibimayim haMishra. Same thing, we have flax that was in water, soaked in water. Also, the water smells very bad. You know how to daven there. Shayitul Turkin Mayim, let you put new fresh water in. And how much that the Gemara talked about? Strasha Shayitul Turkin Mayim, Ruam of Forish, Kama Mayi Rami Vyoz, how much water you have to put in? Forish Law, the Chsuri Mechs of Rachitoni, Lo Yikreit Sol Meraglayim, and now let it daven in front of Meraglayim. Shayitul Turkin Mayim, until you add water in. We'll see how much. So the Gemara in Mishnah, the Kamar Yachik Mim, how far do you have to go away from Meraglayim? Or else from Minatsoya, stam from Tsoya, comes out of a person, is Daldamas. You have to go away Daldamas. Within Daldamas, you're not allowed to daven. So these are big halachas. Now, Gelamaisa, we'll see about these next two blocks, we'll see these halachas. So, to Gemara. Tona Rabon. For Yoim Midbat Tfilo, somebody was davening Shimon Esrei, the Niska Shu Bakeri. Remember, he's a Bakeri, he's not allowed to daven until he goes to the mikvah. Is Lo Yafsik, don't stop davening, Eli Yakatsa. Do it fast. Somebody got an aliyah, and he was the Bakari, he was laning. The Niska Ashu Bakari is Eino Mafsik, doesn't have to stop laning right there, even though he's not allowed to say Torah, with Mafsik Viela, and the Megam came Bakari. The Gam is Rashi Bemrutza. Let him say, like, soon see at least three psukim, like that's the least amount you can lane to get an aliyah. Let him say it fast, and then stop laning. We have the Hezber, that how many psukim is he allowed to lane when he realizes he's about Kerry? Only three psukim. Trash Yosem Gimel Psukim, going to base of Knesset. The Yesh Lepochus, he can't lane less than three psukim by Naliya. Because if not, I curry Beterim, but Yifchus Megimel Psukim. Yet Naliya, you have to at least say three psukim. So if the Balkari got the Naliya and started to lane, we don't tell him to stop, he's allowed at least lane three psukim. Fast. Rashi says fast to me, the roots are. Do it fast. Do it as fast as you could. Tanya Yiduch, Mother Bryce says, Hayoimid Betzvila, some Balkari in the middle of davening. There's not a Balkari, it's Tamalocha. Hayoimid Betzvila, some in the middle of davening, Shmonesri. Veroyat Tsoye Kenegdin, you see Shmutz in front of him. Is Alocha Mahalech Lefonim, in the middle of Shmonesri, you have to walk away now. Achi is Rakenu Yachur of Daldamis. He's walk all the way in front of this Tsoye, the Shmutz. That today it should be now in back of you, Daladams. You're allowed to walk in the middle of Shmon Esrei. For the more of our time, let's go. Then we heard it's enough that a bee is Daladams on the side. Doesn't have to be so you walk so much in front that now it's in the back of you. It's enough if you just walk to the side, now it's Daladams on your side. Molekasha. Or the Yesha, where you could walk, it's an open field, so you could walk way in front. So then you're supposed to go in front if it's Daladams. The case where there's a river in front of you, so you can't go in front. So then it's enough if you walk to the side, Daladamas. So Drashi. For time it's not the main sorrow, Alech Elo, Achetele Achurub, you don't have to walk so much in front. The Yevshele, Elech Lefona, Vielech Lefona, Achetele Achurub, Lo Yevshele, Ganchiesh, No Lefona, there's a river in front of you, then it's not Mistalab, it's not. That's one halach. Now, for you miss another law read, we'll soon see not to make a steer here. For you miss Powell, somebody was davening Shimon Esrei, or Mozart Sayyidim Kaima, and he found out right where he was davening now, right under his legs, there was Sayyid there, there was Shmutz there. Is Omar Rabba Alpha P Shachotta, even though he wasn't allowed to daven there, or there's still Tfilosa Tfilo. But the effort he davened, his Tfilo is a good Tfilo. Maskabla Rabba, Frank Rabba, not like that. Because the Pasuk says, Zevach Vishurim Tueva. The Rosh brings a Zevach, a Korban, it's Tueva, it's not a good Korban. And Tefillah is a Mokim Korban, that's what brings down this Pasuk. That means if you daven in a Mokim where there was Tsoya there, Shmutz there, you're not allowed to. And Omar Rava, Hayul V'chota,
since you set Shemoneh Esrei in the place where you weren't supposed to, is Alpha Pishis, Spalos, Kudosa Tueva. Your tefillah is called a Tueva. What does that mean? So Tueva says two Pshatim. So the Alpha Pishis, Spalos, Kudosa Tueva, Tueva says the heavy movers, Lo Yuchel Iskan. He did something bad, he can't be Misakan. He learned Jitaka Davin, but it's a bad Davin. The re-perish and the luck we hold like the re, the Yasav Yisbal. If he came out, you davened in a mokum with the worst soya there, then Yasav Yisbal. So who, what killed between these two Gemaras? The first Gemara says, if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the middle you saw Tzoyah is in front of you, so then all you have to do is walk down the Damas away. And here it says, your tefillah is not a good tefillah, you have to daven over again. So the Achranim say, the pshat is, it depends if you were supposed to know there was Tzoyah there or not. Hey, the mokum where you're davening right now, if it's a place where Shchiach, Tzoyah should be there, and the kids around there, and they could be there, they may be there, so you were supposed to know about it, then there's a time you were Pesheya. You shouldn't have davened there unless you checked out the place. And then if you daven and later you find out it was there, it's called your Pesheya, your tefillah is not a good tefillah. Now Shaykh in the first Gemara is talking about that the Tzoyah wasn't right in front of you. It wasn't even within your Dal Damas. It was just in front of you. So there the pshat is you don't have a chiyuv if you daven to check out all the place miles in front of you. You're not called a Pesheya. You have a right to Nemar, the Makkum was Torah. So then, calls the man, you don't know about it, you didn't do anything wrong. But if now you see it, so you have to stop davening and walk away, Dal Damas. But you're not called a Pesheya, Peshas you daven, because you weren't supposed to know. Because if it's Bimkoimai, and it's talking about Bimkoimai where you should have realized it was there. Now, Hashem, if you don't have to realize it was there, then it's Mutter. Muscle in the shul, you don't have to think there's any tzayah there in the shul. So even if after davening you find out there was there, then you wouldn't have to daven over again. But let's say a person just came out of the Beit HaKisei, it was a dirty Beit HaKisei, and there was some stuff on the floor there. So you should have known maybe your shoes got the dirty from it. And later you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you found out you had some tzayah on your shoes, that's called the Pesheya, and then you would have to daven over again. So you can tell if you were Pesheya, if you should have known or should have realized it was there, then if you daven, you have to daven over again. But if you're an onus, you didn't have to know, then we held the tefillah as a good tefillah.
How much
in your Dal Damas, right around you. So some of first learned of what does it smell. So you're Pesheya, you should have smelled it, you should have realized it. But you think it's worried that you're Pesheya then.
Words,
you should have realized it.
Smell.
If it doesn't smell, and you're not supposed to think it's there, then you're an onus. It's like most in the middle of shul, you don't have to think say is there. And all of a sudden later you see something is there, you don't have to daven over again. But if you're in your house where you have your kids running around, you have diapers there, this, and it could be there, then you should check before you daven. And then you have a kid walking around with diapers. So shchiach, he could have a schmutz there. So if he's davening, you should check him before you start davening. And you call the pesheh, you should have checked him out. For Yohim Mitzvah, person was in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, Omayim Shaisen Abirkav. He says, May Raglaim, water starts coming out of him. His life is not talking about there before he had to go. He didn't have to go before, so he's allowed to start davening. And the middle, it could be he was a sick person, or what started to come out the May Raglaim. His Poisik, stop davening there when the water's coming out. Achiyich Lamayim, until the water finishes. Then the Chayzim is Pawel. You're allowed to continue davening Shemoneh Esrei the way you are without washing hands, anything. You're allowed to continue. But the Mar Leichun Chayzim, where do you continue to? Rav Chizav Rav Nuna, Machlokes. Chadama Chazim Rosh, you have to start over davening. Start over again. But Chadama Lamokim Shaposik. One says, no, you just start where you ended off. Not to Aloha. Just start where you ended off. But the Gemara, what's the machlag? You say, let me walk in with you. Ma tzava im shok de ligmeres kuloi chayzel the rosh. The question here is, well, when the water started to come, you had to stop, and it took a long time till it stopped. So it took you 2-3 minutes. And Yosh Shemoneh Esrei only takes 2 minutes. So if the wait in between was longer than the whole thing, that's called the hesed, you have to start over again. Ma tzava l'mokim sheposak, it holds no. Even though you waited this long, it's enough to come back to the place you ended. But the Marmar of Ashi, of the Zoi, Hi, im shoyim lo shoymi boyle. If that's the Shiloh, it should have said that. The question is, if you waited so long to finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, now he starts davening again, where does he start from? Elo de kula yalme im shog le ligmas kula chayz l'roish. About if he had such a big hefsid, he had to wait in between till he could have, the 3 minutes, he could have finished the Shemoneh Esrei. About he has to start over again. That's called the hefsid. Because any time you stop davening and waited amount of time that you could have finished davening, that's hefsid to start over again. Now here we're talking about where the Meir Raglaim came out for one minute, and then you could daven again. So what's the machlokes? You didn't wait the 2-3 minutes. You only waited a half a minute. kemiflagi. The masava gavra de chuyu. He was had a go. So at that time he wasn't right to daven. So even the first tefillah that he davened wasn't called a good tefillah. He's a garbage that had a gold then. He shouldn't have davened then. We ain't row. We ain't lost a tefillah. Tefillah's not a good tefillah. At the time when he started davening, he didn't have to go. And he's a garbage the chaziyah. Tefillah's a tefillah. Tefillah's a good tefillah. As he went in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's no kasha. But at the beginning, when he started, he didn't have to go. So now it came out, that's called the Gavri's Chozi, and that's how we pass like this, that all you have to go to is back to the place where you stopped.
Well, why should this be any different than the previous example?
So Meiraglaim is a kula. Meiraglaim, they say, it's only Midrabonin, you're not supposed to daven in front of it. Mitzoya is an Issa D'Raisi, not a lot of daven in front of Tzoya. Meiraglaim is only Midrabonin. So in the Makum, we're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they weren't Masid you. So they didn't make such a big turn for you.
But then philosophy tefillah, then why do we have to be as machmir as we are over here?
So we hold philosophy tefillah. We hold that the man yom it's a good tefillah.
No.
We hold that it is a good tefillah. But another thing,
but I mean, even the havemini shouldn't be that.
Right, another thing, the Chacham Sheirim says here is talking about that the Meirag Laim either came out not that much, like tip, only drops came out, and it was nibble in his begit. So it wasn't any place of water there in front of you. It was in his begodim. So they say it's only muta if your outside the godam are clean. So only if the inside the godam are wet, but since the outside the godam are clean, then it's good. Or else the case is it fell onto the ground and it was nivla dissolved into the ground. So you don't have any meraglaim on top of the ground. That's the case. If there would have been a puddle of meraglaim on the ground, then you're right. Then you're supposed to walk away dal damas. So here we're talking about either one of two cases. Either with nivla in his beged, in his underpants, it's there. So it's a chiddush. Even though his underpants is wet, still he's a lot of damage monastery. So even though with chila, you're not supposed to. And if you didn't start davening yet, you're supposed to go change. But Louis Sir, in the middle of davening though, since it's only an Issam, the Rabbonah, they weren't matriach you to stop davening, go change in the middle, you're allowed to continue davening. So Nagaya, some of the most people are sick, that it comes out, they can't stop it. Nagaya, even though the begotim get wet, that's the halacha. All they have to do is just stop at that time when it's coming out, and then you're allowed to continue on the Shemoneh Esrei.
What about the holy bag and the colostomy bag?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it could be it's covered up there, though, right? If it's covered up, I'm not sure. Could be it'll be mutter there. But Frati is honest. If he has no brewery, he can't do anything else. It'll be mutter. But that's only the Meirag line is only just the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin wore machmir, mocking with the Yashim. We can't do it.
Even so.
So I don't know. So it'll be different. So is Nisidi Raisa. So you're Midi Raisa, not a lot of daven in front of Soya. So it could be there, it'll be awesome.
All right, we'll stop here.